Redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. And without further ado, folks, Jack, why don't we welcome on congressional candidate Jessica Taylor. Jessica, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm well. How are y'all?
Fine, thanks.
Doing very well. I have to say, just looking at your ads, Jessica, I like that you know how to wield a flamethrower, number one.
thanks.
Is that an Elon Musk Boring Company flamethrower? Looked impressive.
That is an Elon Musk Boring Company, not a flamethrower.
Right. He told people not to buy it. I guess you didn't listen. But I'm glad you didn't. That's a great ad. And also, I had just on silly stuff here real quick. I thought that first ad you had, you know, put me in the game where you're doing the backwards foul shot. I'm thinking that's some movie, you know, film trickery. Somebody's dropping it in the basket. But you had another video. You made like three of those in a row, right?
Well, I hit 3 out of 11, and was glad to see I still had my trick shot.
Well, that's great. There you go.
How's it going out there?
It is fantastic. We are just on the move every day, getting to all of these 15 counties. We are getting overwhelming support. Once we went up on TV with that basketball ad that you mentioned, we just can't hardly go anywhere without somebody coming up and saying that. You're the girl with the basketball ad. You know, it went viral back in October online, and we didn't realize that so many of the folks actually in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District hadn't seen it. So we've been up on TV with it for about a month, and people seem to love it. The flamethrower ad's been up about a week, and we get mixed comments. The Republicans and conservatives seem to love it, but boy, it sure triggers the liberals.
Let me ask you this. I have to say that I was real happy. You were, at the time, the first and only candidate who was willing to talk about Jeff Coleman's ethical problems. And thank you for bringing that out, because none of the other candidates seem to have the huevos to do it. So,
Well, absolutely. I've never had trouble speaking truth to power. And when I saw the facts in this case, I thought it was just egregious to me that this man thinks he needs to represent us in Congress. I mean, the fraud alone is enough, in my opinion, to disqualify him. But the fact that he can't vote on military issues because he wants to protect his own private business interests, I mean, that's just disqualifying. So, you know, I felt I had to call that out, and I certainly appreciate folks like y'all that talk about it and dig into the facts. We've had, I think, an overwhelming response from people all across this district and state who do not want to send a fox to guard the hen house. And so, you know, I'm enjoying getting back to talking about our messaging and why I think I'm the best candidate to serve the folks of this district. And I appreciate y'all picking up the mantle and following through on this research.
Well, you know, it's not that we enjoy bashing people, but in his case, I'm still shaking my head, and in his last radio ad, which thankfully was not his wife, he's talking about how he's been doing business with the military for 70 years. And then he goes around talking about the people who have endorsed him, the Business Council, Alpha, and the U.S. Chamber, all of which have come to learn about his problems with the Department of Defense. Yet they're still endorsing him. Does that get under your skin?
I'm disappointed, but I tell you, I have so many conversations with board members and members of those organizations who are supporting our campaign that I am encouraged that maybe the entities as a whole have some, redemption there. I think the wool was pulled over their eyes, just like it was for a lot of people.
But see, I don't buy that, because I've known about this for a year.
Well, you're right, but you research and you're politically, you know, astute and follow this, and it's your day job. A lot of these people just know that he gives millions of dollars to important causes throughout the community, and that's the Jeff and Tiffany Coleman that they've known for years. So, you know, it's probably hard for them to swallow, and I would hope that my friends would come to my defense as well. But to a point, when you see what has come out and the facts in this case, how you stand beside him, I don't really know. But, you know, it's just business as usual for a lot of these folks, and I am disappointed, but I certainly hope that when we get into the runoff with them, that they will change their mind and get on the winning team.
Again, folks, we're talking to Jessica Taylor, candidate for Congress, CD2 here. The seat Martha Roby is giving up. Now, Jessica, I want to take a few steps back, because we kind of jumped into the thick of it. For folks who maybe are just hearing you in our audience for the first time or haven't had the chance to meet you yet on the campaign trail, let's do an elevator pitch kind of bio. Who are you? Where do you come from? Why are you running?
Sure. My name is Jessica Taylor. I live in Prattville. I am running for Congress because I think we've got to have a new generation of conservatives who can go toe-to-toe with AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Bernie Sanders. They are brainwashing the younger generations of this country into supporting socialism. We've seen that with Bernie Sanders being the front runner, and that's absolutely something that the conservatives have to fight back against. It will destroy our country as we know it. I've shown that I can represent us well on a national stage. My basketball ad that we just discussed went viral, and we had, in the first quarter, contributions from 1,400 individuals from all across the country. We're a little over 2,000 contributions now, and they're small-dollar contributions. And I think that validates our message about having to have that new generation of conservatives. I'm a small business owner, mom of three. My husband is an Iraq War veteran and currently serves in the Alabama National Guard. We are service-minded people. I have been president of the board of directors of our local pregnancy center And for the last 2 years, I've been president of the board of the Samaritan Counseling Center. I know the communities in this district, and I know that I am the best person to represent us in D.C. and help President Trump drain the swamp.
Now, as you are trying to put together a conservative squad, is there somebody already up there in Congress that you're maybe eyeing to be part of your team or be part of their team? Or is there any potential incoming freshman Congress folks that you would want to work with up there?
Sure. So we put together the conservative squad when we first went on Fox and Friends. We've been on Fox four separate times now. Just a little over a week ago was the most recent time. And when that ad went viral, we promised to build a conservative squad to go help President Trump. And we did that. We recruited three other conservative female candidates running for Congress across the country. We've got Nancy Mace. She is running for Congress in South Carolina, served in that state house, and was the first woman to graduate from the Citadel. Beth Van Dyne, who was the first female mayor of Irvine, Texas, and serves in the Trump administration right now. She's running for Congress. And Michelle Fischbach from Minnesota. She served for 30 years in their state house, was the first female leader, and was lieutenant governor. So we have appeared together several times on national media outlets and have gotten overwhelming response from conservatives all across the country, men and women. And that tells me that we've really been the silent majority. And I don't think we're going to be silent anymore because of the extreme left. People like AOC and Ilhan Omar, who say things about 9/11, like some people did some bad things. That is un-American to me, and we've got to fight back. So that's what we're doing here. We've got a ton of momentum in this race and nationally to help take back the House so President Trump can really get to work.
Now, I'd like you to just react to this idea here I want to present. Last time I checked, I'm a guy. Yeah, I'm still a guy here. But I'd imagine as a young conservative woman, when you see, say, the squad, AOC, Omar, Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley, the left plays this identity politics game that they represent women and the women's march. And how do you feel about when you see the left try to take the mantle of women? And I imagine this is part of your motivation.
Oh, yeah. I think it's hogwash. I think we've got strong conservative women all throughout this country. We've just been busy working and raising our families, and we do need more women in Congress. You know, there's only 4% of conservative women in Congress, and I do think that we've got to have more conservative women who can stand up and combat the radical left, because they do. They have way more women representing than we do. Now, I believe in the best man or woman for the job, and gender aside, I think that I am that person, but I do think it's good if we can have a female voice, especially in the pro-life debate. You know, I think we can hit the opponents a little bit harder.
Now, how do you think you could best serve the district and also help the president's agenda? What committees are you thinking about trying to get on?
Well, I'd love to be on Ag and Armed Services. As you guys know, people call this district peanuts and propellers. We've got a ton of farmers. They are just the salt of the earth folks who put the clothes on our back and the food on our table. So I think getting on Ag to support them would be important. And then Armed Services. We've got Fort Rucker and Maxwell. And Maxwell is extremely important to the economy in Montgomery, not just with the military members and their families, but the defense contractors in both communities.
You're obviously from the River Region, Autauga, Elmore, Montgomery counties, which are a major force of voters in the 2nd Congressional District. The Wiregrass always feels slighted, even though there's Fort Rucker, and our Congress people have always supported Fort Rucker. Do you have any other plans to help the Wiregrass, since they do kind of feel like the redheaded stepchild of the district?
Absolutely. I would judge my success in this position by how everyone in the district does, all 15 counties. I want to represent all the people of this district. I am there often. I was in Coffee County last night, driving down to Dothan today. I'll be back in Coffee County tomorrow. So I am a hard worker and will make sure that I am present and representing everyone's interest in this district, not just the River Region. I would like to point out, too, that when we went up on TV a month ago, our campaign did a quick poll after 2 weeks of being up on TV, and we jumped 8 points in a head-to-head from just those 2 weeks. We've been up a little over a month now, but that tells folks how much our message really resonated. We don't have millions of dollars like Jeff Coleman, and who's been up on TV since, I think, late October, but early November. And, you know, so it's great that we had this sort of response to our messaging. And I would love if your voters would help spread the word for us, because it is difficult to, you know, compete with somebody who can dump in millions of stolen money. but I think the word of mouth, he may outsend us, but our message is 10 times stronger.
Do you see what you have done? I mean, can you tell once you went negative that that's hurting his chances? Do you think? You picked the scab off, and other people have run with it, but you were the first. Do you see that as a big chink in his armor?
Absolutely. He dropped 8 points in that 2 week period, and that was all just from WTVY and Montgomery coverage on the debate. Or not the debate. Nobody has scheduled a debate. I am begging for a debate. The forum where we all speak and then maybe answer questions. I asked him to his face 4 separate times. You know, I don't really feel like it was so much going negative in the traditional sense. I didn't just throw an ad up
right
on TV like 2 of the candidates are doing now, and I appreciate them, you know, jumping in here as a last-ditch effort. But I felt it was important to call him out to his face and give him a chance to answer. I would love an opportunity to be on stage with him.
But he's not showing up, is he?
He won't do it. Lord, his political handlers would be a fool to have him come up after how he has answered things in the past. I would keep him shut in the room.
Well, Jessica, we're running out of time here. We'd love to have you back to kind of nail down a lot of these issues on how to fight socialism, what's going on with foreign policy of the country, generally what's going on in Washington, D.C., and all the intrigue up there and how it can serve the district. But we are running out of time, so if folks want to help you out as we are getting down to crunch time here, how can they do so?
JessicaTaylorAL.com is our website. Would love your support. I mentioned over 2,000 individual donors, $5, $10, $20 donations. That's what we need. It's not just that money in the bank. It's the number of supporters that means so much to us. So would appreciate any financial contributions and anything you can do to tell your friends and family. Put up a yard sign. You know, we can build a grassroots movement and take this back. We're not going to let some, you know, rich, corrupt businessman buy this seat.
And if you do come by the studio before the election here on March the 3rd, please bring that thing that's not a flamethrower. It'd be a lot of fun.
I'll see what I can do.
All right. Appreciate Thank you, Jessica. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, that was quick, but I really like talking with her.
Yes.
And like I said before, to me, it's, I think, between Terry Hasdorf and Jessica Taylor for me personally. Maybe Barry Moore. I like Barry a lot. Barry's taken the time. He's come in. I think Barry's a very genuine person. I like Barry a lot. But I'm more going, it's between the two women in the race for me.
Okay.
And so we shall see.
I'm not saying now because, you know.
You don't know either.
I got a lot of questions in my head.
Right. Besides
the snakes.
272-9228. 272-9228. Let's see, this is on line one. Welcome to News and Views.
Trump on.
Hey, Charles.
Trump on, Charles.
Trump on. Miss Taylor. Trump on, Miss Taylor.
She had to.
I know. She's listening. She's listening, Joy.
Yeah.
Listen. It's 2 things I want her to do.
Yeah.
That basket she made behind her back, I want her to do that again. Trump on, Ms. Taylor. There's a fella up in Pike County, agricultural fella, big-time fella. I don't know his name. But he gave an endorsement in this last congressional race they had. And this particular person wanted. I want Miss Taylor to go to him and tell that man to Trump on. Miss Taylor, Trump on, my sister. Trump on. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Charles.
Gotta love.
You gotta love Charles.
He's great.
He is terse.
No, I love that. Just that night, I think I can share it. You're like, Charles, is that a pink hand towel on? Or no, he said, is that a do-rag on your head? He goes, no, Jack, it's a pink hand towel. He's a great guy. I like Charles a lot. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 50% off on video transfers for the month of February if you are a News and Views listener, they also provide all sorts of other business services and video editing services, from website design to, say, you have a bunch of video, raw video footage shot or photos. They can put that together in a nice presentation package, or they can do video production from the ground up, whether you're looking to create a training video or a TV commercial or a website, branding video, these sorts of things. So whether you're looking to preserve your old videotapes or create new video from scratch, Dan Black Studios has you covered. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team over there for being a great sponsor of News and Views. Coming back, we've got another sponsor here in the studio. Always great seeing her. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage when we come back.
I have a picture.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, and on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. And look who it is right in front of me.
Oh, I know.
How you doing?
Fine. How you doing? Are those new glasses?
No, sir. They're my Alabama glasses.
Houndstooth glasses?
Yeah.
I like them.
Do you?
I do. Even as an Auburn fan,
those
I think they suit you.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing good. So
what's new?
Oh Lord! So I was just saying this morning, talking to somebody else here at Blue Water about the market. You know, usually the market starts heating up in May. You know, school is getting out, and summer's just a prime time to move. But it's already heated up, the activity. I guess just because of the surprisingly low rates. But I wanted to share, you know, a mortgage that we just closed this morning. Guy gave us a call, wanted to see what he could do. He had a first mortgage that, well, let me say this. He owes $321,000 on his home, okay? And we were able to lower his rate by 2 points.
Wow.
Reduced his payment by $768 a month.
Woo!
And reduced his term to 15 years. He had 23 remaining.
Wow.
And his first payment's not till May, so he skips 2 months' payment.
How long do you think, how many people do you think, this is just a general guess, who go on doing monthly payments when they could be saving money? I'd imagine folks just don't call, and they sit there and they keep making the payments, and they don't realize how much they could save.
I would say that happens a lot. There's a lot of people listening right now that either they, you know, I guess anything to do with a mortgage, it can be overwhelming. It could, right. It can be, but you know, we take the overwhelmingness away from you.
I mean, what in your just guesstimation, what percentage of people who call you with an existing mortgage can get a better deal? What percent would that be?
90%.
Seriously?
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
I thought you would have said 60%.
No way.
That's incredible.
No way. No. Now, you know, of course, that is time sensitive. When you ask me that question, it may be different. But right now, because the rates, like I've been stressing, today are better than they were 8 months ago. They're better than they were 1 year ago.
Wow.
So, you know, I guess a good way to make it simple, if you've currently got a mortgage, and your rate, and this is being conservative because it's actually less than this, but if it's 4.5 or higher, you need to pick up the phone and give us a call. All right? Absolutely. I mean.
Well, and whether you're, especially if you're financially stressed in other ways, but even if you're not, why not save money?
Right. That's just, you know, and that's just taking what you've got and lowering it to a lower fixed rate.
Right.
But there's other opportunities that you have in your home. Which would be the equity that you could use to pay off higher rate credit cards, you know, do home improvements. I mean, you're only limited by your imagination, right? But the first step is to pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll identify exactly what you qualify for and put you in the very best loan product available, not the product that we want to close on. It's like some banks are
right.
You know, here's the flavor of today.
You're not prejudging or trying to meet some quota. It's no what is best for the customer.
We don't have a quota. As long
right.
As we take care of our customer, you know. And if to do that, again, is telling them, I just made a call this morning, a guy that was looking at refinancing, and I said, not right now. You need to wait until around August to refinance, because while he could refinance and lower his rate, he would have to go to an FHA loan from a conventional. And in his case, it didn't make sense because his payment would still be the same, but yet he would be extending his term by 4 years. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
I wouldn't do it. But I do tell you what I would endorse, you know, and then they give me a call back, and I've already set a follow-up for August 17th. That's the magic day.
You going to call him without fail?
Without fail.
When you always say there's a difference in mortgage lenders?
There's a difference in mortgage lenders.
Well, that's part of the difference. It's like you just being straight up with that guy saying, hey, this is going to work better for you if you just wait a little while.
Yep. While you do qualify to refinance, I don't endorse it. I don't endorse it, and I won't do it. And they appreciate that. I would appreciate that. I mean, obviously, right?
Right. A little bit of patience.
They pick up the phone and give us a call for a reason because they trust us. And, you know, for the most part, they don't get all the numbers, you know? I mean, and how it works in their favor or not, but I mean, but you don't need to know numbers to know that, you know, $500 is less than $750. I mean, we all get that,
right?
But no, that's what we specialize in, whether it be home buying, home brief, anything to do with the home, every type of loan, VA being our flagship.
Absolutely.
Now, if you're in a 4.5% VA loan, you've got to call because those rates are, you know, like a point and a half less than that.
Okay, wow. Veterans okay. Get on that then.
The VA IRL that we always talk about. If you currently have a VA loan, then you can refinance on the VA interest rate reduction loan, no appraisal, no income documents. Simply offer you a better rate, tangible benefit. We can have your loan closed in 8 days.
Now, we always talk about our good friends. I had the chance to meet Madeline last time you were here.
Right.
She's great. The whole team over there, I'd imagine. When you call, they'll be dealing with you. I mean, that's often what I have. But, I mean, imagine there are other teammates and good friends over there that they might be talking to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't do it by myself. I mean, I've got a great assistant. Madeline's wonderful. You know, she started with me when she was 16 years old and a student at St. James. And
child labor laws.
And we're... and she's been with me ever since.
I have a question because I'm ignorant. I don't luckily have a mortgage. Mortgage insurance. You talk about eliminating that. Now, what is mortgage insurance?
Mortgage insurance, it protects the lender, okay? And it's applied or charged when you put less than 20% down.
Okay.
So any loan over 80%, LTV, loan to value, then you pay private mortgage insurance on a conventional.
PMI, right?
PMI.
All right.
Now, on an FHA, it's called MIP. Same thing, mortgage insurance premium. But on an FHA, it's a little different, meaning that it doesn't matter how much you put down. You've got mortgage insurance premium, okay? If you put down less than 5%, you got it for the life of the loan.
Okay.
There's times when FHA is the best route based on credit score or maybe down payment. But the goal typically is going into the FHA and then refinancing out of it.
Right.
And getting into a conventional where you've got lower mortgage insurance and it falls off when your balance on your mortgage reaches 78% of the value.
So, folks, we're only scratching the surface here, and it really does come down to each person's unique situation.
Absolutely.
And so I hope they give you a call. They should, especially if, like you were saying, sitting at a higher rate right now, whether you're a veteran or anybody else, take advantage. Call Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage.
There's absolutely no sense in scratching off that payment every month and looking at that mortgage statement. If you're paying mortgage insurance, if you've currently got an FHA loan, if your rate is 4.5, these are three different factors, okay? If you've got an FHA, you need to give us a call. If you, if you're paying mortgage insurance, okay? Because remember, that mortgage insurance price is based on what the loan to value was when you opened that mortgage.
Right.
Well, the market has increased. Your balance has gone down. So even your premium would be less today. And then, of course, if you've got 4.5 or higher. Now, I'm not saying 4.25, 4.375, chances are you could get a better right there, but I know without a doubt 4.5 or better, you need to pick up the phone and see how much you could be saving. Make the call to change it all.
567-4223.
That's right. NMLS 372-374. Equal housing lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
There is
a difference in mortgage companies.
Kim, it's always great seeing you.
My pleasure.
I like this. It's better than over the phone.
I agree.
Yeah, it's always good seeing you in person.
I think the same. Likewise, babe.
More news and views when we come back.
Can't wait.
I'm not the same since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me. My heart ain't my brain. If it was, I know what I would do. I would tell you, I would say, let me be, let me be. If you want to love me, baby, got to give me some more. I can see.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham, and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama.
Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The National Association of Home Builders Index slipped 1 point in February, but the group says home builder confidence remains at very high levels. Apple shares are losing ground after it predicted the coronavirus outbreak in China will have an impact on its iPhone production and its sales there. Apple did not update its predictions for sales, saying the situation in China is still evolving. Walmart shares are higher after reporting a mixed quarter. Johnson & Johnson shares are higher. It will expand its partnership with the Health and Human Services Department to step up work on treatments for the coronavirus. Bloomin' Brands, parent company of Outback Steakhouse and Carrabba's Italian Grill, is planning $40 million in cost cuts over the next 2 years, and the company says it's talking with possible buyers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a wet forecast on and off for the next few days. Today and tonight, showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. High temperature 74. Tonight's low 55. Tomorrow, risk of some scattered showers. A cooler day, high 65. Then another surge of rain coming in Wednesday night into Thursday. A cold rain at that. Thursday's high 53. A chilly day Friday, but we're dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Jack Campbell conducting the Electric Light Orchestra.
I am conducting it. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm okay. Hey, Joey.
Yeah?
What's the establishment that is housed at 6948 Vaughn Road?
Oh, that's Heirloom Jewelers.
That's right. Heirloom Jewelers, the premier jeweler in town selling estate and antique jewelry.
Fine antique.
Back when jewelry was an art and no two pieces were alike.
Exactly.
Troop Booth and his team at Heirloom Jewelers are the best. There's no middleman. He buys direct from the seller and passes along the saving to you. 260-0066 will get you in touch with him. And that is if you have a piece that you're not using and it's just sitting in a box at home, why not cash it in?
Well, I'll tell you, folks, if you think it's going to be too pricey, like you won't want to buy something too pricey, or if it's just a bunch of junk that you don't think you're getting anything for, go try Troop.
Yeah.
It might be more valuable, and he might be willing to spend more than you think.
Well, and he's certified by the Gemological Institute of America. So when you make that appointment to go see him and you show him what you have, he's going to give it an appraisal on the spot.
Yes.
And if you agree on a price, you're going to leave with a check. It's as simple as that.
And they really do have unique, one-of-a-kind pieces.
Oh, yeah. I went over there and, man, it's some really pretty merchandise.
Really is.
From watches and necklaces to pendants to bracelets, you name it. They have rings. They have it at Heirloom Jewelers. 6948 Vaughn Road, right east of Bell Road, across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. There's my voice again. Anyway, give them a visit or a call and tell them Joey and Jack sent you.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. Welcome back to News and Views, 272-9228. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
How's it going?
Hey, it's going all right. I couldn't help but have a thought when y'all were interviewing. Well, I had it before then, but y'all were interviewing Jessica Taylor earlier. Yeah. And it made me think of the Bradley Byrne ad. And because the question that comes to mind is, we got a lot of problems here in the state of Alabama that people know about, people admit to. You got KIV and the pro tem of the state legislature talking about how bad education is and how they want responsibility for it, which in my mind, they always have responsibility for it, but that's another conversation.
Right.
But they admit the problem exists. But then you watch a Bradley Byrne commercial, somebody who's been in ads, somebody who's been in Congress now for about a decade. He doesn't talk about education. He doesn't talk about healthcare in the state. He doesn't talk about our, like, shorter life expectancy in the state or any of the issues that we have here. He talks about Ilhan Omar, or AOC, just like Jessica Taylor, who, you can correct me if I'm wrong, she didn't mention any of those issues either. So the question becomes, how is AOC responsible for the horrible education system here in the state of Alabama?
And if she
is responsible for it, how does she get more responsible than the people we've been putting in office?
And well, AOC is not. I would say that they are running for federal office and joining a national conversation, whereas I would expect more KIV, Del Marsh, and everybody else in the state legislature and school board, all these things, to be focused on state education.
For Bradley Byrne, you give him that same pass that you give KIV?
Yeah, because Bradley,
I don't give KIV a pass.
Well, we're not giving a pass.
Okay. She's president of the school.
Like
she's the chairman of the State Board of Education. Is she going to fire herself? Yes, sir.
Well, and by the way, Jason, do you know, remember the State of the Union just happened? Trump was talking about, the little girl. Mm-hmm. He was doing his best Oprah impersonation. Now you get a scholarship. We have a scholarship just for you. And I want them to fund this bill to have all these scholarships to go to the school of your choice around the country. You know who sponsored that bill Trump's talking about?
What, the charter school bill? No.
The scholarship bill?
No, I have not.
Bradley Byrne.
Congratulations to Bradley Byrne. How did that help us, though, is the question.
Because
does that help Alabama?
There would be a lot of scholarships available to people here in Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then by next year we'll be higher than 50 places.
We would hope so, but I highly doubt that. And that's just one thing. You're not going to solve it all in one fell swoop. But I'm just
saying that
Bradley Byrne is speaking to some of those issues and has worked on those issues.
But that's not what he's campaigning on. He's not campaigning.
You're right.
That.
He
hadn't put down an ad.
Right.
He hadn't said down an ad. He's been in, just like Jeff Sessions, state senator for 20 years. He doesn't get up and try to. He just got out of office 3 years ago. He's not running on what he did while he was a senator, or even what he did while he was the attorney general.
Right.
He's saying, I'm a Trump man. So that's my point, is if you can't run on what you've done, there's a problem. And when you look at the state of Alabama, especially compared to everywhere else, we have clear issues. And they don't start with Ilhan Omar or the squad. They start right here at home. And if you're going to keep voting in the same people that gaslight and pander by throwing out, oh, well, they're liberals, they're socialists. Well, hell, The Republicans hadn't done right by Alabamians, at least not in my lifetime. It's gotten worse. We used to at least be able to say we're better than Mississippi, but now we're not even better than them.
Well, and
so then what we got?
Well, I'll echo what you said. The Republicans took over in November of 2010 when they were elected a majority in both the House and the Senate, and we are no better off today than we were when the Democrats ran the show.
And the same people are running for office today.
Yeah, you're
and so
exactly
my question
right.
is, why put them back in office?
Well,
that's my question.
Well, because no good damn people will run. You got to have good candidates to beat these people.
And as far as the national conversation, I actually put a clip in the system today that because I was just as annoyed with all this bumper sticker politicking that's going on as you, Jason, and it's this clip right here.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Yeah, you try to go out on a campaign trail in a one-minute ad or a 30-second ad and lay out your detailed policy proposal, unfortunately, and it happens to me too, it puts people to sleep. Appeals is a national fight over what is sort of the symbolic nature of the nation, where we're going. So I think you can do a bunch of things. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. And I hear your frustration when it comes to being in the middle of election season. And what the hell is a congressman from Alabama is running for Senate? Why is he talking about Ilhan Omar? If you listen to that, it's the general kind of national conversation that's going on, though.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I'll tell you one thing. This is a quote from LBJ, mm-hmm. and when I heard the quote, the current events put me in mind of that quote. His quote was, "If you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best black man, he won't know you picking his pocket. If you give him somebody to look down on, he'll empty his pockets for you." Now you put the racial part to the side.
Right.
What that gets to is the idea that if you can convince people on social issues, they don't. If you can push that, then they don't know what you're doing on the back end to steal from them. And I would submit to you that Alabama Republicans have done more to steal from us than they have to benefit us. And when they get on TV and they say Ilhan Omar, that's them diverting attention to something that has nothing to do with us. While at the same time, we look around the state and things are falling apart. And we say, oh, well, what happened? It's because you keep putting these scoundrels in office. And then you want to say, well, I'd never vote for a Democrat. Obviously, the Republicans ain't doing you no good. So you at least you could give somebody a shot, and even if you don't vote Democrat, vote for a different Republican. Vote for somebody else.
You know, Jason, you are living proof there is such a thing as an angry black man.
Hey, I just try to be fair. And try to
I know, I'm just
middle.
Giving you hell.
And do you hear us strongly disagreeing with
you? I appreciate
either
it. I think we should. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it betters the conversation when we can disagree, but at least have a conversation. But my God, I mean, that's just at least just call a spade a spade.
Well,
and if you don't care that Bradley Byrne ain't doing his job, say I don't care. I just don't want to vote for a Democrat. But don't give me any of that bull crap about some type of virtue signaling about him being against AOC. Because in all honesty, I don't care what AOC does. She can go fly a kite for all I care. Because when it comes down to it, she doesn't come back here. She goes to New York.
Right.
Bradley Byrne's the one that got to come back here. And then he'll come around and want to pander and say liberal and want people to vote for him.
Right. And also,
I'll
just continue to say there is a difference between going for federal office, especially the Senate, and then state politics. And let me reach out and agree with you.
On the
state level, after Democrats ran the state for how long was it, Jack? 130 years or so? And the Republicans sweep in. It's been a big disappointment. It really has been. So there we agree. And appreciate the call. We got to run.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy. Bye.
Thank you. Wow. 272-9228. You like Jason's calls, Jack?
I love Jason's calls.
Yeah, he hits fire and I like it. 272-9228. If you want to call, I know there's Tommy Tuberville on the TV screen. It truly is election season. Actually, Tommy looks pretty good in that ad. Be right back. More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends like Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Let's quickly go.
Where did the music go?
I turned it down.
What was playing?
When You Were Mine. This is a song.
Is it in the system?
Yes.
Is that why it played?
Yeah.
Where were you?
Here.
Why didn't you override?
Why are we here?
To bore listeners.
Sam, help us in that.
Oh, God, Jesus. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I absolutely apologize. That's about right. Jack. Pleasure to hear your voice.
How you doing?
Back, I'm doing fine. Here you go. I'm on the farm. I just cut up some little red seed potatoes, plant them tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had the show on. And, Jack, you know, I consider you the smart one. I mean,
I'm the old one. That doesn't make me smarter.
The reason I called, I wanted you to check my memory on something. I just have this memory. I was telling Joy this about a week ago of back when Martha Roby, when she first got voted in, I remember Jay Love, didn't he get in trouble for not paying proper respect to the Wiregrass? I have that memory. That was one of the things that got
He was never elected. Bobby Bright beat him in 2008.
All right, that shows how my memory's working. But anyways, Jason's right. You know, I heard this. There's a saying I heard. I do remember this, though, in reference to your call before me. For years, I heard on Goat Hill, up from Goat Hill, they're saying that if you spend money on educating Alabama's population, we'll just move away. And the education problem hadn't just started.
Well, I think there may be some truth in what you just said.
That tickled me.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you want to, Joe, you want to get your listeners riled up and scared? Are they still the base closures? Are they still going on?
Brack.
Base closure commission?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because I always think back. I've heard the story several times secondhand about what happened with the Dixiecrat how Craig Field got closed and the devastation it did to Selma and the field down in Mobile. And that was a direct result of he couldn't even vote for the president. There was a period during George Wallace and the Dixiecrats, and they had had got on as a third party or something. But
I think George Wallace came after the Dixiecrats.
Okay.
The Dixiecrats nominated Strom Thurmond for president in 1948 in the race against Truman and Dewey.
But I heard there was a period where there was a presidential election, and here in the States, you couldn't even vote for the president because of what the Dixiecrats had done. And it was right after that we lost a couple of major military installations. You know what I'm saying?
Brooklyn and Mobile and Craig and Selma.
Yeah, and we don't. Man, could you imagine losing Maxwell or Rucker?
No,
devastating.
No, it would be devastating. Sam, we got to run.
Yeah, thank you for letting me mumble and cough on your show, man.
I don't understand about you're planting potatoes.
Yeah, right. Red potatoes. It's past the full of the moon. You know, you cut up your seed potatoes. Go by the co-op and get you a bag. You can plant them anywhere.
I don't like sweet potatoes.
Oh no, red potatoes.
The little okay.
Yes, sir. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jason. I want to speak to Jason, y'all.
All right.
Now, Jason is a Negro and I'm